This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to talk about this Biden-Harris getting the heave-ho. Mayorkas is most definitely about to get impeached. Weaponization of the federal government, Exhibit A. Wait a minute. I guess it's not Exhibit A. Exhibit A is supposed to be your first exhibit. I'm not a lawyer, but it's another Exhibit J. We'll call it Chris? JK is what we'll call it. Before we get to that, Forbes has made a prediction that Biden and Harris will not be, neither of them will be on the 2024 presidential ticket. Are you trying to tell me this guy isn't ready to run for president?
But you have. We have 1,000 billionaires in America. You know the average tax rate they pay? 8%. 8%.
Okay. All right, let's not spend a lot of time on 2024 speculation for the Dems, but there's always a story, always, that doesn't get the play it should. A huge indicator. And I miss a million of these. You miss a million of these. It's just human nature. There's such an overwhelming amount of information now with 8,000 new scandals every single day that there's a big one people seem to miss. There's one people really forget about 2024. Joe Biden went overseas on a trip. Forget where he was going. Somewhere to screw something up. Whatever. He was going overseas on a trip. The day Joe Biden left Washington, D.C., Gavin Newsom flew to Washington, D.C. and went to the White House, meeting with White House personnel. What do you think he was doing there? And this is not like you or me deciding to get a midnight snack of a Dairy Queen ice cream cone. I'm going to go get some soft serve. I got a craving, so just hop in the truck. Joe Biden's travel schedule is laid out far ahead of time for security purposes because the Secret Service has to go be on the ground wherever he's going, making sure things are set up. He doesn't pop in for a burger somewhere like they make it look like he does. Oh, wow, Joe Biden's at Five Guys. Oh, he must be really getting along with Kamala, that kind of thing. So Joe Biden's trip was planned. Gavin Newsom knew that trip was planned and waited until Joe Biden left town to fly and meet with the White House. Yeah. They're definitely going to give Joe Biden the heave-ho in 2024. Oh, and lest I forget, we do have some news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
There's an IRS special agent, and we'll get to the IRS in just a moment. Either way, but there's an IRS special agent overseeing an investigation into Hunter Biden. The IRS special agent, his attorney, has officially reached out to Congress. Why? To let Congress know he has information showing the government is hiding information on Hunter Biden. They're burying the investigation. Who's been telling you for the longest time? Democrats are going to give Joe Biden a choice. Hey, Joe, I know you want to run again, but all this Hunter Biden stuff is really bad. Could get worse. Would hate for him to get hauled into court and have to answer some questions under oath about who the big guy he was talking about was in the emails. Now, we could probably make this investigation go away, slap him with a little probation, but We're going to need you to drool your way on back to Delaware so we can bring in younger blood. Joe Biden's going to get axed. The system, she don't love you back. That's just the bottom line. Speaking of the IRS, what else is going on over there? Because apparently on top of covering for Hunter Biden, they're intimidating people like the mafia. You ever heard any of those mafia stories where they don't actually have to say or do anything to you, but they'll just make sure you see them? Probably seen this in the movies. Things like this would happen. Hey, couple mafia guys walk into your shop. I'm going to need you to pay me $100 every month for protection. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Up yours. Oh, okay. 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 And then you come home from work that night and you find out your wife and kids saw a Cadillac parked right out in front of the house for a couple hours that day. A guy sitting inside watching. He didn't do anything. He didn't say anything, of course. He's just giving you a heads up. Ah, I know where you live. Know where the wife and kids live. You've seen these stories. These are all true. Well, they're not all true. They do it in the movies, but these things happened. Matt Taibbi is that journalist who was revealing all the information showing Twitter coordinated with the FBI and the rest of the federal government to censor you, to crush the political opponents of Democrats. They worked hand in hand with the White House, burying the Hunter Biden story. And Matt Taibbi, he got called down to Congress to give testimony. The day he was giving testimony, the IRS showed up to his house. Senator Ron Johnson asked the IRS commissioner a couple things today. This is a little long, but listen, this is your new gangster government.
So I think this is pretty well documented that an IRS agent showed up, put a note on Mr. Taibbi's doors, called him in 4 days, which he did. They explained what the situation is. I find that unbelievably unusual. Does that happen often? How unusual is that, that an IRS agent would show up at a taxpayer's home and tell him, give us a call? Throw on top of that, an IRS agent showing up at a taxpayer's home, that taxpayer just happens to be testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on the weaponization of government. Is that part of your procedures? Does that happen very often?
Again, I want to be cautious in my answer to make sure that I am not violating a prohibition.
That's fine. Talk in general. How often
does that happen? I will talk generally that that if a taxpayer, if the IRS is reaching out to you directly, it is more likely the case that there has been some issue with your return. We've tried reaching you through less intrusive means. We have been unsuccessful.
Just. To be clear, the excuse he's going with here, I'll let him finish, is, hey, we tried to reach out to Matt Taibbi, the guy with multiple email accounts, social media accounts. I'm sure they have his cell phone number because they have all our cell phone numbers. But his excuse is, we tried getting a hold of him. We just couldn't. So we had to show up at his house.
We want to help and get a handle on why you may not have filed, on why you might have an outstanding balance due.
You're not answering my question in terms of how often that would happen. My time's running out, so all I can say is I know Chairman Jordan has sent you and Secretary Yellen a letter requesting all the information on that. I will be sending a similar letter. I'd like it if the chairman would join me in that letter to get this information, because this is very troubling to have the IRS take that type of action. Again, the chances are so infinitesimally small that an IRS agent would show up at the journalist's door the day that journalist is testifying for a House committee.
Now, you know what happened. I know what happened. We don't have to belabor the point. I want to get to some emails and what happened in Florida and these illegal Chinese, quote, police stations. I want to get to other things. But remember, the right has forever prided itself on not using power. It's the essence of what we believe, right? Limited government, limited power. The government can't do that and can't do this and can't do that. But the communist has never reciprocated, and the communist doesn't think in that way at all. The communist thinks the only way, the only reason to get power is to use it. To use it to help yourself and help your friends and attack your enemies. That's the purpose of power. So if you're sitting in the IRS, and you're a committed communist, and there are many, many, many apparatchiks who work within the IRS, and you find out there's some guy, this Matt Taibbi guy, he's actually, oh my gosh, he's embarrassing the system. He's proving how we coordinate with each other and how we work against the American right. Well, that person at the IRS, it would never occur to them not to show up at his house. What other reason would I take a job at the IRS? Of course I'm gonna attack the enemy of Democrats. Of course. That's the whole reason I'm here. That's how the communist thinks. We always have to keep that in mind. All right. Some emails. Good things happening in Florida. Surprise, surprise. And these Chinese police stations, something interesting, kind of weird about those. I'll talk to you about that in a second before we get to that. Where do you put your money now, right? You want to go take another 30% beating in the market like we did last year? No, I don't. So what do you do? What do all the smart money people say? Things you can touch and feel. Things you can touch and feel. Precious metals and real estate. The people who invest in real estate in tough times come out the other end smelling like a rose while everyone else is dead broke. Done For You Real Estate is there to make sure your money doesn't get vaporized in the market because you'll be buying real estate. You can touch it and feel it. And they take care of everything. They vet the properties. They find you the best markets. They get you the financing. They handle the closing. They handle the rental process. They do everything. You sit back and make money like you used to do in the stock market. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. These are our people. These are anti-communists. I looked a long time to find a real estate company I trusted. doneforyoujesse.com. All right? We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That song makes me feel like I should have sunglasses on. I do need to start not doing cocaine too, Chris. What is wrong with you? It's the sunglasses, man. Everything comes back to drugs with you, Chris. Everything comes back to drugs. Drug testing starts here in the Jesse Kelly Show studios next week. No, actually, we need Chris. All right, maybe a month, however long you need to dry out. All right, quit. Focus. Let's get to a couple emails. I've been terrible tonight. Dear Dr. Jesse, I fulfilled my dream 2 years ago when I was able to buy a house with 15 acres. My wife homeschools the kids, and every morning they start the day picking up eggs and feeding animals. Life is absolutely amazing out here, even though it takes a lot of hard work. I was wondering if you ever thought about getting out of the suburbs and building your own homestead. Maybe get some land instead of a boat. Gosh, that sounds fantastic, I'll be honest with you. That sounds fantastic. And we do want land. We do. It just costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of money. It's really expensive. And look, maybe one day, right now we have a house. That's good enough for me. Here's one that makes you think. Hey, Jesse, I've heard you talk about Tunnel to Towers a couple times now, and I wanted to reinforce how awesome what they are doing. I've never served our country, but I do have a unique position that allows me to relate to the men and women who are helped by Tunnel to Towers. And I want to remind you, Tunnel to Towers, they build smart homes. What does that mean, a smart home? A smart home, by the way, I'm not reading the email anymore. I'll come back to the email. A smart home is when a veteran has a catastrophic injury, legs, arms, both, whatever the case may be. The home needs to be designed differently so they can shower and cook and get things out of the cupboards. It's just, anyway, it's a really blessed mission if you've ever seen one. Anyway, I'll let this guy talk. Sorry, I'll shut up. I've been a quadriplegic now, this guy says, for 10 years. And in my case, the hardest part of it has always been having to watch how my injury affects my family. I won't go into details, but you can imagine the daily routines that have to be done for simple things like hygiene, dressing, stretching, and so on. My wife did it all for me for years. We are blessed beyond belief and recently built a new home that is set up for me to be able to do almost everything she had to help me with. Most people think how much better that must be for me, which it definitely is, but now think of how much better life must be for my wife. Everyone out there has probably seen one of our guys come home from overseas in a wheelchair because he no longer has legs or something similar. And like me, you probably thought to yourself, that has to be horrible to live the rest of your life like that. I'd like to help. What can I do? I don't want to speak for other people, but from my perspective, the biggest thing we can do is give them the tools needed so they don't feel like a burden to family and friends. He says his name is Patrick, and Patrick, semper fi to you, my brother. That's a it's a great story, and it is true. It's something that's powerful, because it is a horrible feeling having spent enough time with these guys. It really is. It's so true. They feel like a burden. They feel like a burden. My wife has to help me get this stuff down from the cupboards. I have to shower. My wife has to help. Or it's extremely expensive. My wife helps as much as she can, but she can't be there. She has to earn money. I have to hire somebody. They feel like a burden. That's sometimes they go too far. Sometimes these guys commit suicide. So I love that about Tunnel to Towers too, ma'am. That's part of their mission, and I love that. If you want to help them do that, by the way, $11 a month is what they ask. That's how they complete that mission. You're $11 a month. Just sign up to give automatically. You'll never miss it. T2T.org. All right? Oracle, is it a coincidence that the Anti-Communist Manifesto, he said, available at jessekellybook.com? What, Chris? Will be released on the anniversary of D-Day, June 6th. I'm just asking. Actually, you know what's horrible? And this is awful. Because the Anti-Communist Manifesto, it's available for pre-sale now. Go pre-order it if you don't mind. It is coming out on June 6th. That's the day it'll drop. Everyone gets it. Totally a coincidence. And I can't believe that. It's totally a coincidence. And I wanted that to be on purpose. You know what? I should just lie. Yeah, what am I doing? I'm not burdened by the truth here on the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what? I did it on purpose. In fact, I insisted that Simon & Schuster put out this book on a day to honor our heroes. And that's why it comes out on June 6th. I love this country. All right. China may have up to 6 more illegal police stations in the U.S. All right, you saw this story yesterday about, quote, illegal police stations. One was discovered in New York City. Now they're thinking they have them all over, L.A., Minnesota, San Fran, Houston. They think they're all over the place. But what is it, an illegal police station? What? Well, communists are evil people, are they not? And communists do not like dissent, correct? So think about how wild and crazy this is. People want to escape China for obvious reasons. You don't want to live under that kind of oppression. You don't want to live in a country like that. You want to get out, especially people like the Uyghurs, the Uyghur Muslims. They got these people locked up in concentration camps. They're harvesting their organs. It's just horrific. So these people want out. Well, inevitably, people will find some ways to get out. Someone smuggles you across the border. Whatever the case may be, people will eventually find their way overseas and sometimes to the United States of America and Europe and other places, but let's just focus on America. Well, China, a nation like that, they don't want people who are Chinese in America bad-mouthing China. They don't want some Chinese guy going on the local news saying, yeah, Xi Jinping's a real piece of trash. They don't want some Chinese guy coming over here and writing a book that, I mean, maybe his book's also at jessekellybook.com. What, Chris? Anyway, they don't want some Chinese guy writing a book. They don't. And when the Chinese people get here, China doesn't just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, oh, well, we lost him. He's in America now. We have such an embarrassing immigration policy in this country. Remember, military-age Chinese males are flooding over the border every day, that it's easy for China to get people into our nation, legally and illegally. And what some of these people are doing, we know there are a bunch of people are doing some bad things, but what some of these people are doing is they're setting up shops in major cities. And in these major cities, these shops, well, they're not just arresting street criminals. That's why calling them police stations is not exactly accurate. They are, however, doing some incredible black bag stuff. They're going out and they're finding these dissidents. And when they knock on that door and that guy who escaped China opens the door and he happens to see a Chinese counter-intel operative out the peephole, would you like to hear how it goes from there? I'll tell you in a minute.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I think my voice just cracked there. It is. Shut up, Chris. No, it didn't. Your voice cracks. Anyway, it is the Jesse Kelly Show. And we're going to get to Mayorkas soiling his granny panties today. And he should, because he's in very, very, very deep trouble. Very deep trouble. But back to these Chinese police stations. They're not police stations in America. They're setups to grab Chinese dissidents who are here in America. And some of these people who get grabbed, they never hear from them again. They grab these people and they toss them on planes or ships and they ship them out of the country. And I don't know exactly what happens from there, but I highly, highly doubt they get a fair trial with good representation and constitutional rights. That story probably ends ugly. And that's not some movie. That happens here. Think about that right now if you're listening to me in New York City or Houston, LA, San Francisco, maybe across the street from you as we speak, in that nondescript apartment or house or whatever it may be, that may be a Chinese counter-intel operation where they're currently plotting a kidnapping tonight. Is it that wild? I don't mean to say that with a smile on my face, but it is kind of, it's kind of spy movie-ish and kind of cool. You know what? Spy Jesse would put a stop to it, Chris. What, Chris? Yes, I would. I've told you long ago I would have been an excellent spy. People think I wouldn't because I'm 6'8" and I'm really loud, but I just really can blend in even when I'm that tall. And I would infiltrate one of these Chinese spy units and break it up from the inside. Yeah, I would, Chris. And I would have gadgets. I would have so many sweet gadgets. Gosh, it would be sweet. All right, we have to get to Mayorkas, and then we'll get to some other stuff. But Mayorkas is going to be impeached. Before the GOP won back the House in the midterms, I have some friends in the House and the Senate. And I was talking to them, and almost to a man, they told me Mayorkas is going to get impeached. Because I was always asking about Joe Biden. Are you going to impeach Joe Biden? Do you think that they have the votes? Are they going to impeach Joe Biden? And I kind of always got the hem and haw and stiff arm on that. Didn't sound like it was going to happen. But then they would offer him up as a, no, but we're going to get Mayorkas. I think we're going to get Mayorkas. Mayorkas gets called in front of Congress now every other day. And the attacks are ramping up and ramping up and ramping up. And the language is getting more and more severe. And Mayorkas, he's not going to be there very much longer.
It is my testimony that the border is secure. And we are working every day, day and night, to increase its security. The challenges that we are experiencing at the border cannot be overstated.
Yeah, the Border Patrol chief himself came out and said it wasn't secure, and you can hear Mayorkas kind of hear the desperation in his voice.
Not a single Democrat came to the hearing that we had in McAllen, Texas, and Chief Ortiz said that the border is not secure. Do you disagree with Chief Ortiz?
Congressman, let me return to what you said. Accountability is brought in a court of law.
Mr. Mayorkas,
I delivered accountability for 12 years.
Mr. Mayorkas, do you disagree with the head Border Patrol agent when he said that our border is not secure?
Congressman, I have testified to that issue.
So you do disagree with him? You disagree with your chief of Border Patrol?
I respectfully do in that regard.
You do.
Mayorkas is going down, which should be fun. That should be fun. Now, what do we get out of that? Because I know what you're probably thinking. Well, they're just going to appoint another open borders commie nutball to head DHS. And of course, you are correct about that 100%. But there is value in getting a scalp. There's value in making an example of someone. Is it tremendous value? Is it going to take back the country? Is it going to keep the Biden administration in check? Of course not. No. But there's something we have to understand as anti-communists as we go after these people. We should be fighting just like they fight, a multi-front war. That means you run for school board and you impeach everyone you can get. You don't choose one or the other. We shouldn't do this. We should be focused on this. Oh, don't focus on that. Focus on this. There's plenty to focus on. If the GOP is actually planning on fighting back for the first time in, well, ever, I'd say we encourage them. Impeach him. Good. dear Shogun Warrior, world famous author, menu whisperer. I was listening last Friday when you played the appalling audio from one of the LGBTQ sailors who recently completed a deployment aboard the USS Gerald Ford. When I sailed as a Navy civilian deck officer aboard a military sea lift command underway, replenish oilers in the mid-80s, and on the weekends at sea, we refueled the USS Midway in the South China Sea. When the ship came alongside, they had a boxing ring set up in the hangar bay with guys duking it out with headgear and gloves on. The retired Navy mariners aboard said they were holding, quote, smokers to let shipmates who had disagreement with each other work it out. No one aboard the aircraft carrier was listening to LGBTQ night speaks. I agree, no alpha male is going into our woke military, and those who are going to retire ASAP. God help us. His name is Kerry. Yeah, look, I don't care how much this stuff offends you. You can keep emailing me, by the way, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I don't care how much it offends you. It really doesn't matter your opinion on the issues of the left, right, and LGBT. None of that stuff matters. What I'm telling you is 17, 18-year-old alpha males, they want adventure. They want a little danger, a sense of brotherhood. They want to be challenged. They want the things traditional military service can give them. Look, that's my story. I was 19 at the time. I wanted a challenge. I wanted to better myself. I wanted to see if I was a tough guy. And if I wasn't, I wanted to become a tough guy and maybe see the planet, do some crazy thing. So down to the Marine Corps I went. 17, 18-year-old tough guys, alpha males, or wannabe tough guys. They're not joining for LGBTQ poem night. They're just not going to join. And this is what I've called forever the soft purge of the U.S. military. The soft purge has two parts to it. One, the studs who are in, and there are many, they don't reenlist. And you really need studs to reenlist because you accumulate so much institutional knowledge that you just become more and more valuable the longer you're in, because you're able to pass down more and more wisdom to the new guys who come in. But the other part of the soft purge is the part that you'll never be able to quantify. How are you going to quantify in 5 years when we're fighting a battle for, well, when we're fighting a war outside of Beijing and there's a hill we need to take and it doesn't get taken because a company full of Marines ends up caving, routing, retreating, and getting slaughtered? How do you quantify that group of Marines? They would have taken that hill if they had 5, 6, 7, 10 more alpha males, but the alpha males didn't join the Marines because they don't want to fight under the pride flag. Instead, they're all selling insurance in Iowa. You can't quantify that. It's just what I call the death of everything, the slow spiral downward. And so much of it is virtually impossible to quantify. But that's what you're seeing right now. And you really see it. It's amazing to me how much I see this with my veteran buddies. Because we're all having kids now, right? We've all got kids. None of them, to a man, none of them are telling their kids to join. Legacy military families are who wins your wars for you. My daddy served, and my uncle served, and my grandpa served in World War II. So I felt that kid is raised as a hard-charging patriot, and he's the one who goes wins medals for you. Right now, he's going to be a sheriff in Arkansas. He's not joining the U.S. gay Navy. He's not. You're mad about that all you want. He's not. He's going to go to Iowa. He's going to go become a sheriff, and he's going to take his chalk, and while everyone else's testosterone levels are going down, his are going to increase by 20% in just 90 days because he's taking a male vitality stack from chalk. The entire U.S. military should be issued these things at this point in time. Or, ladies, female vitality stack. No matter what you're doing, no matter what bothers you at the moment, natural herbal supplements are the way to go. Not big pharma poison, natural herbal supplements. And the anti-communist sit chalk, that's what they do. That's what they specialize in. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off subscriptions. Go get one, all right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. War with corporate America and headlines. Hang on. what, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show and final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I played this earlier. I'm going to play it again. This Rochelle Walensky testimony. I know we can't impeach everybody, but how are these people not under arrest? You remember all the forces, Republican and Democrat, who told you, you have to get the vaccine. Oh my gosh, you're killing grandma. You're going to die. You're killing everyone. A winter of death. Get the vaccine. Well, the only point of a mandate is if it stops the spread. If it doesn't stop the spread, there's no point in a mandate. It doesn't mean anything at all. Well, they just sit down and they give testimony like this. And I want to know all the people who've been injured and killed, lost jobs, whatever your case may be. Where do they go for justice?
Director Walensky, in March 2021 on MSNBC, you stated that, quote, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. They don't get sick. Do you remember making that statement?
Yeah, I remember such statements. I don't know if I remember that one.
Okay, was that statement correct?
At the time, it was. It was a wild type virus that we had. It was even before the Alpha variant. It was the initial wild type virus, and all the data at the time suggested that people who were vaccinated, even if they got sick, couldn't transmit the virus to someone else.
All right. Is that statement still correct?
So we've had an evolution of science and an evolution of the virus. We have since that wild type virus had the Alpha variant, the Delta variant, now the Omicron variant, and numerous subvariants since. That statement is no longer correct with the Omicron subvariants we have right now.
That statement was never correct. It was always a lie. And it is so weird. Gosh, what'd she call it? The evolution of science. So the science, man, it almost seems like it was yesterday. Hold on. My memory's a little fuzzy. This is a while ago. What was it they were saying about science over and over and over again when they were pushing that on everybody? The science is, what's that word? It starts with an S. Settled. Huh. So the science was settled and now the science has evolved. Huh. It almost seems like science was just code for shove a vaccine down everyone's throat so big pharma and politicians could make a lot of money. That's almost what it seems like. Because, man, maybe I'm crazy. Look, like I said, I'm 41. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. I would have swore the science was settled. Chris, Michael, the science was settled, right? It was settled. I'm pretty settled. But then, man, an evolution of science. Huh.
Director Walensky, in March 2021 on MSNBC, you stated that, quote, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. They don't get sick. Do you remember making that statement?
Yeah, I remember such statements. I don't know if I remember that one.
Okay, was that statement correct?
At the time, it was. It was a wild type virus that we had. It was even before the Alpha variant. It was the initial wild type virus. And all the data at the time suggested that people who were vaccinated, even if they got sick, couldn't transmit the virus to someone else.
All right. Is that statement still correct?
So we've had an evolution of science and
an evolution of science. Man, even settled science evolves. Huh. How about that? Dear Sergeant Hang Fire Jesse, you mentioned vandalism on a pro-life pregnancy center during your preborn spot. In Colorado, our communist governor just signed a bill that will effectively shut down all pro-life pregnancy centers in the state by allowing them to be sued out of existence. This bill is the type of antitrust legislation that accuses them of false advertising. Two other pro-abortion bills he signed protect abortion providers from liability and requires insurance companies to pay for abortions without deductibles or co-pays. The followers of Moloch are alive and well. His name is Darren. Look, we've had some great wins for life in this country, and we're proud of those wins, and you should be proud of those wins. But we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the blue areas of the country, which sucks for Colorado because there's so many blood red people in Colorado, so many wonderful people there, but it's controlled by Democrats now. The blue areas of the country, they're going to go radically the opposite direction now. And all those little babies, they all matter too, right? So let's make sure we're always remembering them. Let's keep them in our prayers. Speaking of preborn, let's make sure we're supporting preborn in every way we can. I know money doesn't grow on trees. I am aware of that. But that $28 you give to preborn goes to a free ultrasound to some lady, usually in a blue state now, or the bluest cities. They go set up shop in the highest abortion areas, and they offer that scared, confused young lady a free ultrasound. Hey, come on in. Just let me give you an ultrasound for nothing. She lays down. She hears the heartbeat. Overwhelmingly, the majority of the time, she chooses life. Preborn.com/Jesse. $28, man. If you can do more, maybe you're loaded. Good for you. $28,000 works. Give them whatever you want. It's all tax deductible, but preborn.com/Jesse. All right. Sponsored by Preborn.
And now,
here's a headline.
By that goal, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
How Walmart pushed Arkansas public schools to go woke. It really has been quite a slap in the face over the past 5 to 10 years to realize that almost all of America's biggest, most iconic corporations are actually communist, and they're beyond wretched and should be razed to the ground. Golly. DeSantis supports bill authorizing death penalty for child rapists. Yes. Monovalent Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines are no longer authorized. New protocols are announced. That's according to the FDA. Huh. After they told everyone they had to get it or they'd kill their grandma, they have officially pulled the authorization. How about that? Supreme Court extends brief pause on abortion pill ruling. Cross your fingers, say a prayer about that one. That one's important. That thing is killing women. That thing's really, really, it's a really horrible thing. It's really terrible. Portland's first Shake Shack hasn't even opened yet, and it's already been smashed up. You know the worst part about that? It's easy to dog on Portland because everyone sees everything that goes on in Portland. Dude, Portland was so beautiful at one point in time before they let the communist street animals take over. Have you ever flown into Portland? You fly in right over the Columbia River. Gosh, I love the Pacific Northwest, man. Seattle, Portland. It sucks the commie scum took them over and destroyed it all. Clean sweep. 6 GM electric vehicles qualify for a $7,500 federal tax credit. I'd almost forgotten that they take the money that you have earned and they turn around and they hand it, well, to green. Going green, of course. Oh, whoops, did we accidentally fund our friends? Our bad. 200 U.S. military trainers are now in Taiwan. Uh-oh. Nancy Pelosi campaign coughs up $7,500 after the man sues over invasive fundraising texts. That's hilarious. The campaign texts are the most annoying thing in the world because they never stop. And candidates love using them. In fact, if you're running for school board, I suggest you look into them because they're pretty cheap. But man, sometimes they don't know how to stop. That's greatness. Former CDC director says Fauci has trouble telling the truth. No, you don't say. New York public schools barred from using Native American mascots. One of the worst things that's happened about this modern commie garbage is you can't talk about the Indians anymore. The Indians are awesome. We never get to discuss them. The Braves are awesome, right? You should be discussing these things. The Seminoles in Florida State, when the dude rides out to midfield and slams the spear down in the center of the field. Gosh, that's sweet. All that stuff's going away, though. Crap. We're out of time. The show's going away, too. I'll see you tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.